One of the means that God has provided so that we would not be shaken is found in His infallible Word. And we want to read it today, as is our practice. We want to be people of the Word and always keep it before our hearts and minds. So today we will read 1 Corinthians chapter 4 before Luke comes and speaks out of this section of Scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, it's all about ministry, primarily ministry of the apostles, but by application, our own ministry as well. I'm reading out of the English Standard Version. This is what it says. This is how one should regard us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. But with me it's a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I don't even judge myself. For I'm not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God. I have applied all these things to myself and Apollos for your benefit, brothers, that you may learn by us not to go beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up in favor of one against another. For who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you didn't receive? If you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? Already you have all you want. Already you've become rich. Without us, you have become kings. And would that you did reign, so that we might share the rule with you. For I think that God has exhibited us as apostles at the last of all, like men sentenced to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world, to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake. But you're wise in Christ. We're weak, but you're strong. You are held in honor, but we in disrepute. To the present hour, we hunger and thirst. We're poorly dressed and buffeted and homeless. We labor, working with our own hands. When reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we entreat. We have become and are still like the scum of the world, the refuse of all things. I do not write these things to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For though you have countless guides in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. I urge you then, be imitators of me. That is why I sent you Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach them everywhere in every church. Some are arrogant, as though I were not coming to you, but I will come to you soon, if the Lord wills, and will find out not the talk of these arrogant people, but with power. For the kingdom of God does not consist of talk, but in power. What do you wish? Shall I come to you with a rod or with a spirit of gentleness? Father, it's a passage like this that really humbles each and every one of us. There is no one here that can say we are self-made men. No one can say we are gifted above another. For what do we really have that we didn't receive? No one here can say they have received anything that didn't come from you. Forgive us as well, Father, when we follow after men as image bearers rather than you as our creator, our sustainer, you as the gifter of all men. We thank you that in your wisdom, though, you have given to the church faithful men, some who were apostles, some who were prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, so that we as a people might be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So today we do ask, as we hear this message from Corinthians, that you would help us to be a well-balanced people, that we would appreciate the ministry of others and as well recognize that it all comes from you as our Father. And so we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.